We told you about Pesto yesterday. Fans are flocking to see Pesto, who's a chunky, that's a cute word for chunky, I believe, a chunky chocolate brown king penguin residing in sea life in Melbourne, Australia. He hit the headlines after reaching an audience of billions on social media thanks to his enormous size and nonchalant charisma, or Riz, as the young people say. Jacinta Early is the education coordinator at Sea Life Melbourne and joins me now on the line. Hello, Jacinta.
Hi.
You have a global star on your hands in Pesto.
I know. It's a little ridiculous because he's just a baby to us.
Yeah. And why do you think Pesto has gone global?
I think maybe it's because people don't really know what baby king penguins really look like. So he's adorable, brown and fluffy, but he's also extremely large compared to what people think of like a baby animal usually looks like. So I think he's just kind of the reason why he's taken the world by storm.
Yeah. And is he the biggest baby king penguin you've seen in your work?
He's the biggest baby king penguin that I've seen while working here at Sea Life Melbourne.
Yeah. And tell us about his parents and his lineage.
Yeah, so he is currently being raised by Hudson and Tango. They are his foster parents, and they've done an absolutely incredible job. They have obviously loved him so hard that they've made him an absolute unit. He's huge because of that. Now, his biological father, Blake, is actually one of our tallest penguins. Uh-huh. So he's about equal height of Pesto, but he is lighter than Pesto as well. So he gets the height from his biological father, but the credit really goes towards Hudson and Tango, who have raised him and looked after him so well, and of course an extremely healthy appetite for just a baby.
And what does Pesto eat?
So Pesto eats sustainably caught, frozen, restaurant quality grade seafood. He eats some sand whiting, some salmon, and occasionally gets a little bit of rainbow trout as well, which is a little bit of a treat for
nice.
The penguins.
Yeah.
It's like penguin chocolate cake for them.
Right. And why is he called Pesto?
So we've got a lot of food-based animals in there. Honestly, I feel like we should have given him like a really cool name if we knew he was going to be a global superstar.
Yeah.
But I think it kind of trends really with all the other celebrity kid names going by food. So we've got a couple of other food-based animals in there like beans. We've got honey. We have whopper and stuff like that. So sausage is another one.
Right.
So Pesto just kind of fits with the theme,
I get the gist. So people will know the king penguins are black and white, but when they're born, they're naked, and then they grow sort of dark, chocolatey brown down feathers, and that's what Pesto has. A very thick coat of those.
Yeah, so when they do hatch, when Pesto hatched, he was only about 200 grams approximately, now reaching at that 22.5 kilos.
Wow.
So they do have a little bit of brown feathers on them, but they do start to get thicker and bigger as they age to keep them nice and toasty and warm. Think of it as wearing like a big puffy jacket to keep you warm from the freezing cold.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the king penguins are the ones that they're black and white with some yellow and orange on their chest and the side of their heads as well. So he'll turn into that soon.
And he has this amazing personality. I don't know how you can spot charisma in a baby penguin, but people have.
Yeah, honestly, all of our animals really do have a personality. I think there's a little bit of a misnomer when it comes to a lot of animals as well, especially if they're not like a typical dog or cat. I mean, it's like we all know that our pets do have really distinct personalities. And as, you know, aquarists and keepers, we get to know a lot of our animals quite well. And so they do definitely come out with a little bit of a personality. Pesto, as he's so big and also the only baby, he's definitely got a lot of confidence, but he really does love the keepers here in the exhibit as well. But we suspect that might change soon.
And he's a wonderful distraction for the world because there's a lot of, you know, grim stories coming out in the world at the moment. I see that Katy Perry is a huge fan of Pesto.
Yes, we were super thrilled. Lots of excitement, a lot of caps locks in our chats when we found out that Katy Perry had actually posted the video that two of our keepers actually took with Pesto, Maddie and Michaela, who have done quite a lot of work with Pesto. So we were pretty thrilled by that. She is going to be in Melbourne shortly for our grand final we've got coming on. And so we're hoping, fingers crossed, knock on wood, she can come down and say g'day to Pesto herself.
Wow, that'd be big. There'd be fireworks. Sorry.
Nice one.
I was waiting for that. Yeah. Listen, Jacinta Early, Education Coordinator at Sea Life Melbourne, thanks so much for filling us in on Pesto. Final question for you. Who posted the original video that went viral and has been watched by billions?
I actually have no idea. Honestly, it was probably just like a random guest that probably posted it, and it was just, you know, a little bit of luck of the draw that caused him to become super viral. I know that our reach is over 8 billion people right now. So more than the entire population of the Earth. So he is literally a worldwide sensation twice over.
Go Pesto! Thanks, Jacinta!
Yeah! My pleasure!
Bye!
Bye!
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.